Chapter 6. John got to his house with no more problems. He opened the address book and turned the pages. There were a lot of addresses and telephone numbers. Mary had a lot of friends. It was impossible to telephone everybody. And who first? Her mother, he thought. But who was her mother? John knew that Mary's surname was Tucker. There were 5 addresses with the name Tucker in the book. He started to telephone them. The first number was engaged. Beep, beep, beep. And the second number was Mary's cousin. But the cousin confirmed that the first telephone number was Mary's mother. He tried the number again. Beep, beep, beep. John looked at her mother's address. It was near his house, so he decided to walk there. John walked to Mrs. Tucker's house and thought about the beep, beep, beep of the telephone. He remembered the tap, tap, tap of his footsteps in the corridors, and he started to think about his job. It wasn't a marvelous job, but he was sad that he didn't have the job now. He wanted to work at the school again. Finally, John found Mrs. Tucker's house. He went to the door and rang the bell. But nobody opened the door. When I telephoned, the number was engaged, but now nobody is opening the door. What's happening? He decided to wait in a small park across the road. He bought a newspaper, and then he sat in the park. He opened the newspaper. But really, he watched Mrs. Tucker's house. After a few minutes, John was bored because nobody came out of the house or went into it. He started to read the newspaper. He found a very interesting article. It was about a bank robbery. It said that the police had all the robbers except one. One escaped with £100,000. When he finished the article, he looked at the house again. He thought about the man in Mary's house. What did he want? Did the man now want to find John too?